Hey, Sam, I know most players say that they'll be happy to play anywhere, but we're from Cleveland. There's a challenge, obviously, of turning that franchise around. What are your thoughts on if they take you at one?
Yeah, I think if Cleveland takes me number one, it'd be a great opportunity, first of all. And that goes for anyone taking me in any position, honestly. It's always been a dream of mine to play in the NFL. And I think, you know, turning a franchise around is obviously a hard thing to do. And, you know, but I'm always accepting of a challenge. And I think it'd be an amazing thing to do. And it's just, you know, it's another opportunity to show, you know, why I'm a good quarterback and why I think I'm a good quarterback. So,
why should you be the first quarterback taken in this draft?
You know, I think, first of all, I think I really want to just prove to people that I'm capable of leading a franchise, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the number one team to select me. It can be any team. It's throughout the interview process, I'm just going to continue to be myself. And if a team happens to fall in love with me and they take me at number one, or they take me wherever in the draft, I'd be happy to go anywhere.
It's being a backup.
What was that? I'm sorry.
What if that means being a backup to Eli Manning?
Yeah, I mean, anything, you know, if an organization wants to draft me, it's their choice of what they do with me when I get there. So I would just be happy and make the most of any opportunity. Yeah, it's awesome competing with Josh. We've become really good friends over the past couple months. And also Kyle Allen, who's also there training with us, has been amazing as well. So, yeah, it's been really fun, and me and Josh have really enjoyed, you know, coming closer.
How would you say you guys compare?
I'm not sure. You know, I think that's up for you guys to decide, but me and Josh, we get along really well, and, you know, it's good to be able to compete against each other, but also hang out with each other and just get to know one another.
Sam, how are you explaining to teams the fact that, you know, you have turned the ball over with some interceptions and fumbles? How are you explaining all that?
Yeah, I think in regards to turning the ball over, it's the number one priority of a quarterback is to protect the football, and I'm aware of that, and I'm aware how much I turn the ball over and that it's not okay. I've been addressing it this offseason, and I've been working on, you know, keeping two hands in the pocket at all times. The only time I let go of the ball is to throw it, and that's something that I've really been working on. And also just, you know, keeping it tight whenever I tuck it and run.
What's it like going through the combine process with Josh Rosen, who you know for a long time?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's awesome. Going through this process with Josh, and then also a few years back being at Elite 11 together, we've kind of just followed each other, and it's awesome to be able to be with him. He's a great guy and a great friend.
Why not throw here?
Because, you know, I felt like it was just the best decision. Felt like it was the best decision for me, and, you know, I'm going to throw him at Pro Day, and I think that's a good opportunity for teams to be able to look at how I can spin it, and I'm going to be throwing to guys who I played with. So I think just given all the information that I had, I thought that was the best decision.
Medical issues? Do you have any medical issues?
No medical issues.
Could your mind be changed by tomorrow?
I'm sorry?
The biggest thing Jordan Palmer is working on with you guys is
yeah, for us, I mean, he's working on a lot of stuff mechanically. For me, it's being able to bring my hip through. If you look on tape, I like to throw in some situations with all arm, which isn't ideal in, you know, the certain situations that I'm put in. Being able to, you know, needing to drive the ball or being able to, you know, push it down the field. And then obviously he's working on us on the board, being able to just get smarter at football. And he's really helping in that regard.
Is that a final decision not to throw tomorrow, or could somebody change your mind today?
No, it's a final decision, yeah. You know, I don't think that's up for me to decide. I'm really here to just, you know, just show my best and tell teams why I think that, you know, I'm a really good quarterback. And that's pretty much it, honestly.
Why do you think you're a really good quarterback?
I just think I have really good leadership skills, but I also think that I'm able to do things on the field that some guys aren't able to do in terms of instinctually. I feel the game in a certain way. So, you know, Yeah, I think my instincts are really good, and, you know, I think I'm a really good leader as well.
So you had less time about playing behind Eli Manning. What do you think's prepared you for that possible dynamic?
Yeah, I think being at USC has really prepared me. I thought, you know, when I was the backup, I was actually third string when Cody Kessler was a starter at USC. And then, you know, Max Brown got the starting job at USC my redshirt freshman year. And I thought during that process I was preparing every single day to be the starter, but also helping Max out. And me and Max were really good friends. So I think that helped me prepare. And also being in LA, being at USC has prepared me really well for the opportunity to go to a big stage like New York City.
You had less time to throw in the pocket last year than you did in 2016. How much did that play into the turnovers?
I don't think it really played into the equation at all. I think it was just some split-second decision-making that led to some of the turnovers. And then one thing that I, you know, really need to work on is the fumbles. That's something that can't happen. And I'm aware of that.
Sam, how ready do you feel to play as a rookie?
You know, I think I'm ready. Obviously, there's still some work to do. There's a long way till the season. So, but I think I'm as ready as I can be. And then, you know, moving forward, I'm going to continue to prepare and continue to refine some of my skills that I have. So, with that being said, I think I'm pretty ready. But there's obviously some work to do still.
At all. Does that have anything to do with not throwing here?
No, I'm not trying to change my throwing motion at all. I think I get the ball off pretty quick. There is kind of a windup, but I think I get it off pretty quick, and that's the only thing that really matters to me.
Who are some of the quarterbacks growing up that you idolized?
What is that? I'm sorry?
Who are some of the quarterbacks maybe you idolized or looked after growing up?
Yeah, I mean, I idolized Joe Montana. What he was able to do in San Francisco was amazing, and also in Kansas City, and then Tom Brady, I've always admired the way that he's been able to sustain success over such a long period of time. That's always amazing to watch. And then, you know, I think another guy that I really look up to and admire is Aaron Rodgers, just the way that he plays and the fire that he plays with.
Sam,
so
when you
Sam,
see
do you think the Penn State Rose Bowl game kind of set you on this course to come out this year, and it kind of was your breakout? Hello, I'm here game. Do you think that or no? Or was this the plan all along to come out this year?
I think it was just a matter of, you know, making that decision when it was time to make it. It wasn't after that Rose Bowl game deciding, oh yeah, I'm going to come out the next year. I don't think that was the case at all. I was going to, you know, prepare to have a great redshirt sophomore campaign and, you know, decide after that season. So throughout my, you know, this last season, I was, I wasn't thinking about the decision at all. I was preparing for whatever game was to come next. And then after that Ohio State game, I was, you know, going through the decision-making process, and that's kind of how I went about it.
Sam, when you see what Cody Kessler has gone through in Cleveland and then what DeShone Kizer went through last year, does it seem to you like it would be a good place for a rookie quarterback to grow, develop, and be able to, you know, keep and sustain a job?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really good scenario right now with, you know, the draft picks, the amount of cap room that they have. I mean, I would honestly love to play there. I think it's a great opportunity and something that I would be looking forward to.
One of your teammates said you're really quiet off the field but not on the field. Did you just turn a switch on or what?
I don't know. I think at the quarterback position, you need to have a voice. You need to be able to tell people what to do. So I think that's just part of the position. But also having a command of the offense is something that I pride myself in and something that I've really been working hard at. And then off the field, I'm just going to be myself. So, yeah.
How's Josh as a roommate, Josh Allen?
Josh Allen, he's amazing. Yeah, Josh is awesome. Great guy. It's been awesome.
Sam, have you met here with the Bills yet? And if so, your impressions?
I have not.
No, thoughts of possibly going to Buffalo?
Yeah, again.
Was also in the mix with Buffalo?
Yeah, again, I think, you know, having the opportunity to play in the NFL and any organization that would like to take me in and draft me, it would be amazing to play there.
Sam, there's a burden that comes with being a franchise quarterback, and especially if you're going to a situation where you're trying to turn that team around. What is it about you, your personality, not just on the field, but off the field as well from a leadership standpoint, that you feel you're situated to kind of carry that burden and really answer that bell?
Right. Speaking to that, I think I've never turned a franchise around, and I'm not going to know how to do that until I'm actually in the position to. But I also think that there are great people in any organization. So me working alongside those people, it's obviously going to be a work in progress, but I'm aware of that, and that's something that, again, I'm really looking forward to if I get that opportunity.
You said you're not going to change your throwing motion. What was the discussion with your quarterback coach in making that decision to stick with what got you here?
Again, yeah, I think it's got me to this point, and I really haven't run into trouble with it. I think, you know, how fast it doesn't, you know, I don't, it doesn't change how fast I get the ball out. I'm able to, if I need to shorten up and, you know, get the ball in right now, I'm able to shorten my release and get it to him. But if I need to, you know, throw it downfield, and this is something I've been talking to Jordan about, if I need to throw it downfield, I've had a tendency of really cocking back and trying to let it go, whereas I just need to get my hip through more. And that's something I've been working on. And, but, you know, again, I don't think it's anything, you know, changing the throwing motion. I think my throwing motion's fine. I'm just going to continue to work hard and try to be the best quarterback.
How many teams have you met with so far?
I haven't met with any teams formally. I met with a few teams informally, though.
What are you trying to deliver from a message standpoint to the teams that you talk to? What is it that... What questions do you want to answer for them, and what do you want them to come away feeling about?
Yeah, I think just the question about the turnovers is something that, again, not turning the ball over is something that I pride myself in. And, you know, honestly, I feel like I let myself down and my teammates down during this last season when I've turned the ball over so much. So that's something that I need to, you know, continue to work on. And that's the question that's been coming up a lot. I'm doing things to work on it. I'm doing things to keep two hands on the ball in the pocket. I'm working on, you know, decision making, watching my film from last year, watching all the turnovers from last year and the year before that. I'm working hard at trying to improve myself every day. And that's all I can do, and that's all I'm doing.
Baker and Josh Rosen are a little more maybe outspoken, say they're the best quarterback in the draft. You seem a little more reserved. What do you think of the way they go about it, and why are you the way you are?
Again, I don't think that's my position to be talking about anyone else, or, you know, to say I'm the best quarterback in the draft. I think that's for other people to decide. I'm really just here to try to put my best foot forward and really just give it my all and show teams why, you know, why I should be, you know, with their organization. If they don't want me, they don't want me. It's not my decision to make. So I'm just going to continue to be myself, and because it's gotten me to this point. What's that?
Your most pro-ready attribute. What's that?
I'm not sure. that's a good question. I think, you know, I can make split-second decisions and just kind of let it go. And again, that's sometimes I can get you in trouble, and that's something I've been working on. But again, I think just going with my instincts, you know, is my best attribute, I would say.
Thank